Did your little one ever come home with an All About Me assignment? This was to help students in their class get to know each other. It also helps kids see how they are unique and different. They might draw a picture of themselves or print one and then have sections where they write out what they like, what sports they enjoy, their favorite food, favorite color, and then maybe even write out goals. What I hope to do this year or what I would like to be when I grow up. I remember having a memory book my senior year of high school, and it was all about me. There, of course, was a section where I wrote out where I wanted to be in 5 years, what I hoped to do, what car I hoped I would be driving, and where I hoped to live. For anyone else that did something like that back in grade school or high school, does real life for you look like what you thought it would? Probably not. I did end up with a white convertible rabbit as my first car, which was awesome. But other than that, it was all different. I didn't end up as the next Barbara Walters, but I did pursue radio and have my own show for a while, and today I get to broadcast stories and truth to you. So I wasn't too far off, right? Over the years, our All About Me changes, doesn't it? Our wide-eyed expectations and even the things we once liked or enjoyed doing change as we grow older. Priorities shift. The goals we may have had or our dreams for the future begin to look different. Before I had children, I lived and breathed the work I did. I loved it. It was my passion. Once I had my girls, my passion shifted a bit. All of a sudden, it wasn't all about me. I still have been able to work in and out of seasons, out of passion and giftings, but it's not the only thing that fills my heart. God does create us all so unique to work together as the body of Christ. It's beautiful, but for it to work, it actually becomes less about me and more about who God wants me to be. There was a man named John. His All About Me would maybe read something like this. I'm from the tribe of Judah. I have older parents, so I'm pretty much a miracle. I'm a PK or priest kid. I've been super excited about Jesus since I was in my mother's womb. The prophets Isaiah and Malachi talked about me like hundreds of years before I was born. My job is paving the way for the Messiah. I like unique foods such as locusts and honey. I'm off the grid. I live in the woods and wear fur. Doesn't that sound about right? Can you imagine him with a Facebook page? John was a pretty big deal. Once he began preaching, baptizing, and telling of the coming Messiah, he grew a huge following. He was an influencer, but he always knew it wasn't about him. It was his job to pave the way for Jesus. John 3:27. To this, John replied, "A person can receive only what is given them from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater, I must become less." You see, John knew exactly who he was and his purpose. Even though men try to put him above Christ, John knew it was not about him. He used his influence and unique voice to point others to Jesus. As believers, you and I are called to do the same in our own unique and God-designed way. That's the truth. I believe every generation is to some degree a me generation. But for those in Christ, our All About Me should more and more be all about Jesus. I'm Lori Klein.